Sal, you know what? I can't do this today. I have a massive hangover. Vinny?
We on? Okay, yo, salutations, jerk-offs, and welcome to FST. Doc and Deuce wanted to interview with the actual camera guy, and since I'm such a highly regarded sports journalist, I got it. So there you go. Ask some freaking questions.
Okay, Vinny, so where is this cameraman?
You're looking at him. Normally, I get additional income from selling pot to art students at Ithaca, but, you know, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. Belichick offered the job. I accepted. So what?
So you were the secret cameraman taping the defensive signals?
That's right. And here's actual footage of when they confiscated my camera.
Excuse me, we've been sent here by Roger Goodell to confiscate your camera.
Yeah, if you want this camera, you tell Roger Goodell to get his ass down here and take it from me.
You have compromised the integrity of the NFL and have chosen to defy the will of Goodell. Remove Vinny's testicles and bring him to me at once. Alive!
Holy freaking mantle.
Vinny, I am shocked that you would be involved in something that is in such a clear violation of this league's policy.
Hey, why don't you shut up? I don't even know why they had me do it. All they learned was pretty much the same stuff that was in their advanced scouting reports anyway.
Is there any bad blood between you and the commissioner?
That's a negative jerk. Goodell's just doing his thing and trying to clean up the league. The one I got beef with is that Soprano wannabe Mangina for turning Belichick in. Just wait until I get my payback, Mangina. Just wait!
So there you have it, sports fans, the truth behind Cameragate.
Tune in next week, sports fans, when Vinny gets his payback on Eric Mangini by helping Chad Pennington rehab. Then we will find out once and for all if a quarterback who throws like a girl can ever lead a team to the Super Bowl.
Adios, sports fans.
A voice for the new generation of sports, and a voice for a new generation of sports fans.